Agvocating for Agriculture. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Rural Issues on Brownfield. Jekka Ostrander ranches and raises quarter horses with her family near the town of Gordon in northwest Nebraska. Jekka is one of a growing number of farmers and ranchers who are using the social media, Twitter, Facebook, and blogging to share agriculture's story with the non-agriculture public. They're called Agvocates, and we talked to Jekka about her activities.
Within the past year, I started a Twitter account and started visiting with AgChat. It's a hashtag that's used in Twitter that you can visit with other people that are interested in the same ideas that you are, and other people can join the conversation. Those happen every Tuesday night from 6 to 8 Mountain Time. It's an avenue to be able to open dialogue with those that aren't familiar with agriculture as an industry and perhaps don't agree with everything that we do, but it opens conversations so that you can engage them to help them understand what you do.
So you have ag people and non-ag people involved in this ag chat.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it so interesting is that because Twitter has such a broad base, then you can actually gain conversations with people that have nothing to do with agriculture and don't understand the passion that those that live on family farms have for what they do.
So do you feel like you're making a difference here?
I think that Facebook, Twitter, blogging, all those avenues are the single loudest voice that agriculture has yet to harness. Because the avenue is so broad in being able to reach so many different people at so many different levels, whether it's moms or people that buy groceries or people that wear clothes, people that put fuel in their cars, agriculture has an impact on each one of those things that people do in their everyday lives. And we can actually reach out and help them understand the efforts that we put toward giving them a good product.
And I don't Twitter myself, but I have heard of people who will actually take some time during the day to Twitter what they're doing there in their ranching or farming operation.
That's correct. We don't have cell service here at our ranch, so my Twittering is based mostly as to when I'm actually in the house or just sharing what I'm going to be doing that day. It doesn't take a lot of time to be able to involve people in what you're doing. Just a comment 2 to 3 times a day as to what you're actually doing, whether it's harvest. We're in the middle of fall cattle work, which most people don't understand. So just sharing about that becomes important also.
Jekka Ostrander of Gordon, Nebraska. You'll find her blog at ranchwifeforlife.com. That's with a numeral 4, Ranch Wife for Life. That's also her handle on Twitter. That's Rural Issues on Brownfield, Ag News for America.